have essentially a dinner party. They're all going to be together in one place at the same time. And you know the story's going to end though, right? Because if they're all in the same place at the same time, the Abbasids find out about it, they storm the dinner party, and they kill everybody in the room except for one man, whose name was Abd al-Rahman. He managed to escape. His mother was a Tunisian Berber, not a Muslim, and he managed to make his way back place in 711. By the year 750, he has left Tunisia, and he cannot go back to the Middle East. So he decides to go into southern Spain and settle in southern Spain. And he brings with him all of the traditions of Islam, the traditions that you see around us. And it's really this one man, Abd al-Rahman, who creates what we think of as the Moorish or Islamic tradition in southern Spain. This one person. And it happens very early on in the story of Islam. What happens in Spain is really interesting because there's a large Jewish community, a large Christian community, and a large Muslim community. And for over 700 years, they live peacefully, side by side, and very respectfully. But 1492 comes along, and we have Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand. Now, if you're a product of an American education, what do you know about Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand? What did they do?
They financed Columbus.
They financed Columbus's explorations to the New World. But they also did something else. In 1492, they decreed that everyone who lived under their rule had to be a Roman Catholic. Not just a Christian, but a Roman Catholic. So if you were not Roman Catholic, you had three choices. Convert, leave, or die. Okay? There were people who converted but still quietly continued to practice their family's religion, whether they were Muslims or Jews. In the Hebrew tradition, they're called conversos, and they spoke a language called Ladino, which is a combination of Hebrew and Spanish. So there's a long tradition here in both Islam and in the Jewish world where you converted publicly, but privately you maintained your family's religious traditions. However, if people questioned you and you were proven not to be a true convert, you were killed. So you had to put on a pretty good show to convince everybody that you